The People's Food Co-op in La Crosse has signs in its store prohibiting concealed carry. Marketing manager Lori Hoff says they're sad they've lost a few members because of the decision, but the policy won't change.
As a cooperative, it's a kind of a majority opinion that the policy is, as it stands, is the best way to go.
After the law passed, businesses like the People's Food Co-op had to decide whether they wanted to prohibit concealed carry or not. Scott Manley of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says at the time they heard from a number of businesses seeking information, but since then, that's changed.
I think businesses very quickly figured out what the law is and what their options were, and they've made their decision to either post their premises or not, and it's been very, very quiet since then.
Manley says it's hard to know how many businesses have posted signs prohibiting concealed carry, but he guesses the majority have not done so. He says that could vary by region. Some are trying to track businesses. Joshua Keck manages the Facebook page Wisconsin Businesses That Allow Concealed Carry. With the help of page members, more than 1,300 businesses statewide have been sorted into those with signs and those without. Keck says the page isn't about boycotting businesses, but if people want to do so, that's their right.
My goal is to just get the information out there so you can plan out your trip, your day.
Keck says a majority of the businesses collected for the page's lists allow concealed carry. Brianne Chasseau, Wisconsin Public Radio News.